You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Nora. Good morning, Sawyer. There's Kate and Cameron. Good morning, Kate and Cameron. Good morning, Maddie. Hi, friends. You want to come sit by me? Hi, Cameron. Well, in just a minute, you all are going to get to go with Miss Kelly for a really special children's church today. She has a special book and a special activity with you. And while you're at children's church, we're all going to hear a story about Jesus, where Jesus tells some people to follow him. What do you think it means to follow somebody? Like maybe if you follow them, like mom's going to the kitchen and you follow mom to the kitchen to see what she's going to do, or dad's going to the grocery store so you follow dad to see what dad's going to do at the grocery store. Well, when Jesus tells us to follow him, Jesus means to become more like him, to do what he does and to think what he does. And you know, so often we think about that in terms of loving others and taking care of others, and that's really important. But one of the things that we sometimes forget is how Jesus took care of himself. And so I think when Jesus says, follow me, he wants us to also follow him in the ways we take care of ourselves. And so when Jesus would get tired, you know what Jesus did? Jesus took a nap. And when Jesus got hungry, what did Jesus do? He ate. And if Jesus got overwhelmed, if there were too many sounds or too many people around, you know what Jesus did? He went somewhere by himself for a little bit to calm down and to regroup. If Jesus was missing God, he prayed. And so this is just a reminder to you that if you're feeling big feelings and you need to pull back for a little bit, you can do that. That's what Jesus did. And if you're hungry, make sure you get something to eat, because that's what Jesus did. And if you're tired, it's okay to take a nap or go to bed, because that's what Jesus did. Part of following Jesus, yes, it means that we love other people, but it also means that we love ourselves and we take care of ourselves too. All right? Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Help us to follow you by loving others and by loving ourselves. Help us to take care of ourselves just like you took care of yourself. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You can go to Children's Church with Kelly.